Yesterday, as I was walking to the grocery store, I received a call from A, who wanted to tell me about a tree that fell in his mother-in-law's house on Little Christmas. It's a Danish thing, he says, about Little Christmas. That's what they call the day before Christmas Eve. This will be their fifth Little Christmas since C's father died. A and C have traveled to Maine to visit C's mother, who is Danish. C is also Danish. A is not Danish, but he is a real sport. They began driving east from Chicago just as I was flying west toward Chicago. We were making dinner, A says. Last year, P suggested that we make a meal from a different part of the world each year for Little Christmas. He did it last year, and this year it was our turn, so we wanted to make a Jamaican dish. We needed plantains. We didn't know if we could get plantains in Maine, so we bought the plantains in Chicago and drove them out there.
Against white, but really just against, but really just against what needs, but really against these, but really just against what needs, against these, but really just, but really just against, but really again, but really just against what needs, but really against, but really just against what needs, but against these scaled to name what we've called temporary, but really against, but really just against what, but really against, but really just against what needs, but really against these, but really just these, but really just twit against waste, but really against is scaled to name what we've called temporary, proportional, and cluttering.
You can't get plantains in Maine? No, he says, I don't think you can, at least not where C's mother lives. Really? Well, I didn't know if we could get them or not, and I didn't want to count on it and then not be able to find them because we wanted to make this dish. How'd the plantains hold up? They were fine, A says. I wanted to tell you about the tree.
But really just against what needs, but against these, but really just, but really just against waste, but really again, but really just against what, but really again, but really just against what names flattened out, but really just, but really just against waste, but really against, but really just against what is, but really again, this, but really just against what name, but really against, but really just, but really just twit against waste, but really against, but really just against what is, but really again, this, but really just twigs, debris, strings,
upstairs, carried off late at night. I see a blur of where it might nest up one block over.
When I was four, I picked up an earthworm and held it in my hand. I asked if I could keep it and make it my pet. He tells me this story to illustrate to me that I am kind. We were in the car, she says, and you asked if you could keep this, and I didn't know what you meant. And I couldn't look because I was driving. But when we stopped the car, I looked, and you opened your hand, and you were holding this little worm. You must have seen this earthworm and thought it was so lonely, so you decided to pick it up. You were such a sweet little boy. Do you remember that? I don't. My father says he doesn't remember me being the kind of kid who picks up worms.
an ox rider's head. Sometimes for Lynn and I. The character. Sometimes for Lynn.
The, but really just again, this is what needs, but against these, but really just these, but really just against what's, but really against, but really just against what, but really again, but really just against what needs.
Depression. Depression, 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 depression. Depression, depression, depression. Sometimes an alcove and shelter.
It had been raining a lot, A says. When we arrived, there was a lot of snow on the ground, like a couple feet. But then it warmed up, and the snow melted, and it started raining. It rained for days. I think that loosened up the soil. So we were making our dinner for Little Christmas, and C's sister was there with us in the kitchen. And I saw that she was looking at the tree, so I looked at the tree. It was this giant old spruce. It was ancient. And it was falling toward us. It seemed to happen very slowly. You know how time seems to slow down sometimes. And then it hit the house. We heard it, and we felt it. But it didn't fall directly onto us. It fell onto the room where P was staying. So C was running through the house and shouting for him. She wanted to make sure he was okay, and it turned out he wasn't in his room. He was fine. Everyone was fine in the end. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I guess because sometimes I have trouble believing that I'm kind. And sometimes earthworms get lonely. Sometimes a tree falls on the house. And sometimes, gracefully, it spares us.
Depression, 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 some depression, depression, sometimes an alcove and shelter.
Can't we?